Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next week at a summit in Uzbekistan. The two leaders will meet for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit on September 15th and 16th. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen said Tuesday that China is conducting cognitive warfare by spreading misinformation in addition to regular military incursions into nearby waters and airspace intended to intimidate the self-governing island. The United States government is putting another $1 billion in aid to Taiwan within the next 30 days. The upcoming midterm elections in November will feature three dozen states choosing a governor for the first time since their lockdowns attacked many civil liberties. From Maine to California, gubernatorial elections will be held in 36 states, with most featuring incumbents running for re-election. In Georgia.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, after divorcing the United States under President Biden's leadership, has found a new friend in China. Putin on Wednesday accused the United States of wanting to maintain a dictatorship over global affairs at the expense of Europe and the rest of the world. Putin slammed the West repeatedly during a speech before business leaders gathered in the far eastern sections of Russia, saying sanctions imposed on Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine were a danger to the whole world. More selective leaks from the Department of Justice. A report on Tuesday disclosed information about top-secret documents that were reportedly among the files seized by FBI agents at President Trump's Florida home last month. The top-secret documents have information about another country's military and their nuclear capabilities. Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
I participate in U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Happy hump day. It's Wednesday all over the country. Good to have you with us. And it's great to have Rick Manning with us from GetLiberty.com and, you know, Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on. Look at all the controversy over Mar-a-Lago and what the FBI did. Of course, now they're claiming that the judge, you know, threw a wrench in the DOJ's process. Maybe this wrench is welcomed in as much as that maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get down to the real bottom of something and discover the real truth of why the raid in Mar-a-Lago, what it was all about, instead of leaving us up to, you know, a bunch of opinions that, you know, will go away once we know the facts. Now, those on the left are jumping up and down, and they think, oh, gosh, you know, Trump is going to get, he's going to get charged. I mean, even Nick Morris said last week, he told me, Rick, that he expected that, that Trump will be indicted, but then he'll be proven innocent, you know. But it's just the dance that the left and the Department of Justice, the weaponized Department of Justice, wants to go through right now.
The Department of Justice has a couple of problems in this effort. Number one, the judge in South Florida taking the case, if that judge claims jurisdiction over all aspects of this case, given the raid in Mar-a-Lago, if that judge does that, it changes everything because the Department of Justice will have to actually try a case in America as opposed to trying one in D.C. And the minute you have to try a case in America as opposed to D.C., you don't get a bunch of jurors who all hate Donald Trump, at which case you can't win because this is a case that doesn't exist. Let me just make one.
Yeah, let me add this just real quick parentheses here. Hates Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the Republican Party in general, but Donald Trump in particular. There are some good Republicans in their world, Liz Cheney, etc. But you know, none. But anybody, the speech that Joe Biden gave, attacking anybody who supports Donald Trump as being assaulting democracy. That was a speech from the Beltway to the rest of America. Make no mistake. Mm-hmm. That's how they think about you. Having said that, so the good news is that there's now a fight in a court outside of D.C. The other piece of information that most people don't realize is that the Presidential Records Act that everybody's all upset of, that's now sacrosanct, and, gee, we have this. We have to do all this stuff about it. What they don't ever mention is there are no criminal charges associated with it. So you can't commit a crime. by violating the Presidential Records Act because Congress did not assign any criminal charges. And all this, you know, this invasion into Mar-a-Lago, all this stuff around the Presidential Records Act is they don't even have a crime on the books that they can investigate. And that is the ultimate irony. So they're going to try to go with an obstruction of justice charge.
Exactly.
Which is their go-to on anything. One would argue, how can you obstruct justice if there was no crime? Okay. There was no crime. They were investigating.
Right.
Okay. You cannot obstruct justice under the circumstances. But that's how desperate this DOJ is to come up with something that they can get Donald Trump on. And it's and ultimately it's all about disqualifying Donald Trump from being president, and doing it even though they can't do it from a legal perspective. They can't, what they're trying to do it is do it in the public perception. So,
I mean, the same thing they did with the Tea Party.
The same thing they did with the Tea Party. Yeah, the Tea Party was racist, remember? They could never find anybody ever saying anything that was racist. There were never any racist signs. But because they felt like it might be racist, all those black people protesting for individual liberty, what felt like it might be racist, they declared the Tea Party to be racist. And similarly, they're hoping to manipulate the public into saying, Donald Trump must have done something wrong because they keep investigating. After all, they raided his house in Mar-a-Lago. And it's quite honestly, it's infuriating. And the fact that we don't have Republican office holders every single day screaming at the FBI and demanding that they be held accountable is the most infuriating thing of all.
Yeah, exactly, because you got to counter the narrative. It's perception versus reality. And the Democrats are their jujitsu 10-degree black belt experts in dealing with this. It's the same thing that I keep reminding everybody. It's the same thing that Harry Reid did with Mitt Romney, as you'll recall, in talking about his taxes. And then when he was called, you know, after everything had, you know, a year or two later, after everything had passed, he was asked about that specifically. And in the well of the Senate, Harry Reid just kind of smirks and says, well, he didn't get elected, did he? And just laughed about it. And this is the way the Democrats operate. They don't care. There's no morality. There's no ethics. It's all about power and control at any cost. You see, and the thing is Joe Biden the other night with that speech, Rick, and I'm telling you, people are seeing this clearly. They're seeing this as a declaration of war against conservatives. It's not just Donald Trump, but it's anybody that supports him, just like the Tea Party. It wasn't just the Tea Party, but it was anybody that had conservative or anything that was attached to their name or the association. They went and they targeted him. They Lois Lerner et al. Slow walked any kind of tax exemption application and all that, but yet President Obama's brother, he gets fast-tracked, he gets exemption, I think, in less than 6 months, plus they backdated a couple of extra years, just a little bonus there for the Obamas, you know?
Yeah, it's the truth of the matter is Barack Obama changed everything. He did put a fundamental transformation into place, and right now we're seeing the fruits of that fundamental transformation. They weaponized the Department of Justice during Obama under Eric Holder. And now then the whole time during Trump, they demanded that there be independent Department of Justice. And that independent Department of Justice, of course, meant that you couldn't rein it in because they had to be independent of the executive branch. Mm. And so now you have a Department of Justice that is wholly subservient to the whims of the left. And trust me, the speech in Philadelphia, Biden's dark speech, gave every single federal bureaucrat who is part of the team, the weaponized team, full license to go after people on a partisan basis. That's what it's intended to do. That's what it did. And it was dangerous because it also gave them license, gave crazies license to go after anybody wearing a MAGA hat.
Exactly. And I want to address that in the next segment here, because you just touched on something that is really extremely pernicious that people are not quite considering, and that is that it has unleashed, you might say in Jonathan Cahn's terms, the gods of evil to come out. And since we've had an open border, 162 countries coming in, we know people on the terrorist list have crossed our border. They are here. They're like Manchurian candidates waiting for the signal. Now, did Joe Biden give that signal? Stay tuned. We'll break it down further in the next segment with Rick Manning, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Independent.
Brandon, just we'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us. Rick, as we were saying, and I know sometimes when you look at reality, it can be harsh and problematic, and especially where this country is right now. After January 6th, a natural expression of people's frustration, and now they're called insurrectionists, anti-Americans, and on and on. And yet there is a growing number that Joe Biden had brought into the fold by declaring conservatives and anybody who supported Trump and his policies as being, you know, as being fascist. And again, as you and I talked about in the first segment, these are the words that Russia used, that Putin used against the Ukrainians, in claiming that they were fascist. And as you said, they did this to take some sort of perceived, you know, moral high ground that would give them some, some rights to go in and save, you know, the poor Russians that were being, you know, controlled by these fascists in Ukraine, right? So what's going to happen here in America? What are we being set up for?
I think that the that Joe Biden, first of all, and the people who wrote his speech knew full well what they were doing. They knew full well that the words they were using were very loud dog whistles that humans can hear too. To people saying that. Trying to intimidate at best. The best possibility is, in terms of the most gracious one, is that it was to try to intimidate people from wearing a MAGA hat and to disavow supporting America First policies. And that's a and so that's the, you know, the nicest interpretation. But the fact of the matter is they knew what they were doing. And these are the same people who scoured over Donald Trump's words on January 6th, desperately trying to find some way that he ordered the invasion of the Capitol, as they call it. And they can't find anything he said that did that. Okay? So they're very much aware of the power of a president's words, because they've been accusing Donald Trump of exercising that power time and time and time again. But never can back it up when they actually have to get beyond their talking points and actually look at what he said. Now, they've said it. They've said it out loud. And it is and it makes it for a dangerous time. And I just want to remind, I did a piece right after the speech. I wrote it in 20 minutes after the speech was over. I didn't hear Kevin McCarthy's speech because I wrote my own. And it was about violence. About political violence, which Joe Biden's discovered, apparently. And I reminded people that this is the same Joe Biden whose Department of Justice won't protect the Supreme Court justices. He's not the conservative ones. This is the same Joe Biden who was silent when we had buildings being burnt around America by Antifa. He was silent when we had a Trump rally had to be canceled pre-election in 2016, mm-hmm. Had to be canceled in Chicago, Barack Obama's hometown, then President Barack Obama's hometown, and be canceled because the people attending safety couldn't be guaranteed by the local police because of the violence that would be inflicted against them. This is the same Biden who was quiet when we had when Donald Trump couldn't even couldn't walk through the front door of a California Republican meeting in San Jose, California, because violent protesters surrounded the meeting. He had to walk through a field in his suit and walk in a back door.
Yeah.
So, you know what? And I wrote about 10 different instances. I'm not even talking about the Bernie Sanders supporter who shot up a congressional baseball practice and asked the van, now these are the Republicans, right? Make sure he was shooting the right people. Okay? Not even talking about that. I mean, there are the instances of violence, political violence on the left are manifold. And yet Joe Biden is waking up and saying, oh, my gosh, there's political violence and the so-called insurrection, where, by the way, the only person who died was Ashley Babbitt. The police, the Capitol officer who was supposedly beaten to death with a fire extinguisher, actually died of natural causes. According to the coroner, he laid in state. We had big speeches about how he died in line of duty. He died of natural causes.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's sad. It's very sad that he died. But the truth is, the coroner looked at it and said, nothing even happened on January 6th had anything to do with this. But the truth doesn't matter to them. It's about narrative. And the narrative they have to create for middle America is that Donald Trump and people who follow him are dangerous. That Donald Trump and people who follow him need to be treated as something other than Americans. And as a result, that's what they're doing. And the minute you successfully create a sense that a group of people are other than everybody else, it becomes, at that point, it's justified to do whatever you have to do to cancel from them. And that's how you justify martial law and the like. We're in a dangerous path.
Well, we're the end of United States of America right now, brought to you by the Democrats, starting with Barack Obama. You're exactly right. And the Democrats have continued.
We're the United Democracy. Remember, it's democracy. We're the United Democracy of America, because they don't believe states exist, and they don't believe that, and they don't, and they reject the actual constitutional principles that Madison set out. And I can't tell you how many people were yelling at me when I was doing a live stream the other day, saying, it's a democracy, it's a republic. And because if you actually have read the Constitution, if you actually know anything about Madison, the one thing he feared was tyranny of the majority. And yet the Democrats embrace tyranny of the majority. And that's what makes it more dangerous.
Well, my point is, off the heels of what you're talking about in terms of disuniting us, which Joe Biden has done, is he's panicking. The Democrat apparatchik is panicking because Democrats are leaving the fold. And so the only thing that seems to draw them back in is let's bring up Trump again. And it was interesting. I don't know if you saw this when Peter Ducey had confronted the White House press secretary, the one and only Karine Jean-Pierre. Wow, what a... Anyway, everybody sees it for what it is, the poor thing. I mean, she is really Peter principled herself in front of God and everybody, and it's just so obvious. And he reminded her of a tweet in 2016 that she talked about regarding a stolen election. And seemed so self-righteous about that point. And so Peter was saying, so what's the difference, when we talk about, the situation in 2020 being stolen? Oh, my goodness, did she try to, swim out of that bucket of gum that she had created for herself?
Well, it's obvious when Orange Man bad. So, there's no comparison. But the key thing that we have to do, and I really want to end on this note because this is, stomach turning kind of stuff. And I think people have come to realizing it, and the listeners are, I'm not telling them anything new here. So they know. But the key thing here is we have to keep to fundamentals. We have to really focus and do everything we can. They need elections. People work in polling places. They need election judges. Sign up to be an election judge. Get trained.
Exactly.
Do everything you can to make certain that the 2022 election is fair and honest, because a fair and honest election will result in an overwhelming defeat for the Democrats.
And this is what we the people looks like, because right now the Democrats are having the way with the narrative. And look at how they're prejudicing the reporting on the polling, how Democrats are, looks like Nancy Pelosi still going to hold on to the gavel. All these different things that they're saying, about the midterm. And it makes you wonder, OK, do they know something we don't? Because that's pretty much the same narrative that they shouted out to us in 2020, if you'll recall. Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Get Liberty.org or DailyTorch.com is where you want to go.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Gallup poll is revealing American workers say they are quiet quitting, performing only the tasks they're required to in order to keep their job, giving up on going above and beyond. The proportion of actively disengaged workers is now at 18% of America's workforce. The younger the employee, the higher the percentage. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. The Washington Post report did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. A look into America's economy comes out next Tuesday when August's Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. The National Football League season officially starts tomorrow night in Los Angeles, California. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin going to be with us in just a moment, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. And she says that Biden is sowing division, calling Republicans, 70 million American Trump voters, a threat to democracy and fascists and all the other names. I mean, this is like, part two of Deplorables, right? Us against them. Let's continue to divide the United States, as we were discussing with Rick Manning just a moment ago. Look, at our power as a country, as countrymen, as Americans, is us being united. And we sit down and talk and we can reason together. We realize that we care a lot about the same things. Forget about all this other fussing and noise that's out there. For what? So that Joe Biden and the Democrats can stay in power and control and be able to control 320 million people? And do and use any means possible, including the military? I mean, in a way, I know this sounds rather radical, and maybe for some you hear this, say, oh, Bill, how can you say that? But, I mean, you listen to the speech, and it was like a declaration of war. I'm going, well, who are we fighting? Oh, we're going to fight each other. Are you kidding me? You're going to fight each other? Because you want to believe in these perceptions and narratives that are put out there by the FBI that, oh, gosh, they've been the bastion of integrity and truth and honor, haven't they? I mean, this is the same group that, infiltrated a group of kidnappers to abduct the governor of Michigan. The same group that infiltrated, if the truth is really known, and we understand we got an inkling of it, but they infiltrated January the 6th and whipped all this stuff up. And time and again, our own institutions are doing this to us. But we're not seeing it. And unfortunately, the mainstream media
really the you know, the media of the Democratic Party, sadly, has abandoned their reason to exist, their constitutional right, and why we need a media to hold people in power in check, to hold them accountable. And they're not doing it. They've abandoned. They're missing an act. They are MIA. And it's killing us. If that is killing our democracy, if anything is killing our democracy, that is killing our democracy. And look what's happened. Now you have almost a couple of dozen FBI whistleblowers that the Justice Department is going absolutely nuts. Merrick Garland sends a memo out telling him not to talk to anybody in Congress. Remember. So is Jenny Beth here with us now?
I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You're so quiet. I always expect when you come on, there should be fanfares or something, you know, hail to the queen or something, you know, just
oh,
for fun.
Thank you.
Anyway, so,
well, if it were to Biden, it would be booze and, chance of terrorism, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's unfortunate, Jenny Beth, because it's all it's doing is it's dividing us. If we are going to do right by America, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I care that you're an American and you want the same thing that we all do. You know, we want to be able to go and work hard, provide for our family, know that we can live in safety and count on our elected officials and not have them be more concerned about what's in it for them, to where you have all this insider trading that is perpetrated by Nancy Pelosi and, you know, even the likes of Liz Cheney. How does Liz Cheney go in and her worth is $6 million as she enters into Congress, and then 6 years later she's worth, what, $36 million? And she gets there on a job that pays $175,000 a year? I can't figure that math out, Jenny Beth, so forgive me.
No, it doesn't make sense how she does that. But so many of the people who go to Washington, D.C., I think that they go there for a – there are the rare few on either side of the aisle who go because they have sincere beliefs and they are advocating for those sincere beliefs and they feel like they can truly make a difference in the country. And we may not even agree on the other side of the aisle with the people who do that, but there are the rare few who do that. Most of the people who go to Washington, D.C. go for the sense of power. You get elected in Washington, D.C. They want that sense of power. And I think that sense of power and entitlement that comes with the sense of power that has spread to so many of the bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. that the people who work for them think they are better than the rest of us. They think they are more elite than the rest of us. And we saw that from the speech that Biden gave last week. We see that with the way that the FBI and the Department of Justice have treated Americans across the entire country over the last 2+ years. We saw that in the text messages that Peter Strzok had when he said that I'm paraphrasing, but when people like us, or when he went to Walmart, he just saw a bunch of Trump voters and could just smell them in the air, and he hated it. Every time I go to Walmart, which is at least once a week when I'm at my house, I think of that. And I think about just how much those people who are so elitist, who are supposed to be working for our Department of Justice, hate us. They're biased towards us, and they have utter hatred and contempt for people like us. And that feeling has permeated these bureaucracies. It is in the Biden administration. It is with the Democrats. And I think what we watched Biden do last week is extremely scary. It has the very real potential to become something that's dangerous that we look back on and go, that marked the moment in time where the country completely changed and sent us into an even more wrong direction than we already think we are headed. And it makes me concerned for my country, and I've certainly lost sleep since watching his speech last week. I will say one more thing, though, Bill. It makes me more determined than ever to ensure that we are doing all we can to have a majority in at least one chamber in Congress so we can have some sort of check and balance on this administration. Biden needs it. And the people who are pulling his strings and the people who work in the Biden administration need it as well. They need to be blocked through our constitutional checks and balances.
Well, Jenny Beth, I'm not willing to relent any chamber. I think we have to go into this for both chambers, which means that we have to be all in, fully committed, because the fact of the matter is the Democrats are, and they're willing to do nefarious things. We saw what has happened over the years, loud and clear what happened in 2020. They will cheat to win. So we have got to be that much more vigilant. You know, freedom-loving, constitutional-loving Americans. I don't care about your party. That's irrelevant. What we care about is the essence of America, this great American idea. If it's going to continue, and if it's going to continue to bless not only Americans, but the world as we have done, then this is a fight. This truly is a fight for our very souls, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to get involved. Jenny Beth comes on most every week, and it is to activate you and me and encourage us. It's not going to take a whole lot here. You know, just dedicate some time and do not relent. Do not relent. And even once, you know, we get back into power, I say we, reasonable people, because when it comes down to it, Jenny Beth, who can you reason with? I have a hard time reasoning with Democrats because they're so ideologically fixed. The chances of being in a reason with anybody is going to be more with Republicans. And so we need to hold them accountable to make sure that they are on track to be about the people's business. Isn't that right?
That is exactly right. We have to take action. We cannot stop taking action. And people can go to TeaPartyPatriots.org to get involved.
And there's all kinds of ways to get involved. You know, not only do you have to register to vote, you got to vote, okay? And don't go to the polling station alone. Take your neighbors with you. Carpool, you know, to make sure everybody votes. And if you can, volunteer. Volunteer as, you know, as precinct captains and any other capacity you can to ensure that we truly get a free and fair vote. That's the only way that we can possibly counter the nefarious ideas and implementation of voter fraud that the Democrats have become famous for. Am I exaggerating here, Jenny Beth? We got 5 seconds left. Go ahead.
Not at all. You're not exaggerating. We must be involved.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has brought something to mind and is really sounding an important alarm here, especially in light of recent events, and we're including in that the president's speech. How incredible, how dangerous that speech was. And as we were discussing with Rick Manning earlier, I mean, what does this do? What does it tell terrorists who are already in the country, who have come through our southern border? 162 countries have been represented in people, migrants, who have come into the country. Now, you know, we've got a mixed bag here. I mean, this is, you know, kind of an act of Russian roulette. With maybe not even just one bullet in the chamber, we're talking maybe three or four, because of the pernicious activity and those that are coming across the border that we don't know. And Department of Homeland Security reports that, oh yeah, we've got these terrorists coming across, and they say it like as if it's a bad box of cabbage or something. I mean, wait a minute. And then we see fentanyl. Why are not people yelling and screaming to high heaven, politicians on both sides at the border saying, hell no, we cannot allow these illegal drugs to come in and kill our children? But like everything with the southern border and everything that's associated with the Democratic Party and Joe Biden's administration, it's all acceptable. Chris Chmielewski is with us right now. He is the Numbers USA Vice President. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
How dangerous is this, Chris? I mean, you have been on top of this. You're watching this and seeing that here in this week, you're saying at least 80 terrorists from the terror watch list, these suspects have been found at the southern U.S. border. So then the next question naturally follows up is, how many didn't we find?
Yeah. And of course, that number, a lot of them are probably hidden in the gotaways that the Border Patrol also reports on. But just to put that number a little bit into perspective, the 81 number, 81 suspected terrorist people apprehended at the border trying to cross the border illegally. And in the prior year, fiscal year 2021, that number was only 15. And that was high in comparison. Now, obviously, fiscal year 20 was a little distorted because of COVID. But prior to COVID, the numbers were in the single digits, even dating back to the Obama days. So So we're talking about crazy high levels here of suspected terrorists. That may not sound like a lot, but remember, it only took down, I was in New York City over the weekend and went to the 9/11 memorial. It only took about a dozen of them.
I was going to say.
Hours.
Right.
So,
yeah, and when you talk about 80, when you talk about 80, I think you could estimate, to be fair, that you've got 10 times as many in the gotaways. Because even Border Patrol say, you know, this is a small percentage. This may be 10%, maybe 5% of the actual terrorists that are coming into the country. And they're here now, ready to pounce. And then you've got a president making a very dangerous speech, almost a declaration of war, claiming that half the country are fascist and worthy of eradication, however way you want to put it. And somehow that's just that's A-OK with the Biden administration. What? Are you kidding me? You have put America in danger, because let me tell you, if they start, you know, if something happens, they start coming at conservatives. Guess what? Just like 9/11, there was just a mass of humanity that were murdered there. They didn't, you know, put people through the gates and say, oh, you're with us, so you get a pass. No, you're dead. You get a pass. You know, you're dead. No, it just happens to everybody. And this is what Joe Biden invited, I believe, in that speech. This is how dangerous this is. This is so anti-American, and the people need to see it for what it is. And what he's done, to me, in my humble opinion, Chris, this is an absolute panic by the leadership of the Democratic Party. They're seeing their members who are saying, wait a minute, you know, you guys are nuts. You know, it's not that we necessarily want to become Republicans, but we want to be Americans. You know, we want to be united. We want to live at peace with our neighbors. We don't want to be at each other's throats and be us against them. This is not the American way of doing things. This isn't what made America great, and it's not what will make America great again.
Yeah, and what surprises me about all this stuff is how quickly we've forgotten, well, not us, but how quickly people like President Joe Biden have forgotten that it wasn't too long ago that you had progressives throwing Molotov cocktails at DHS office buildings and at ICE officers. And I mean, there's extremists on both sides, but still, you know, when it comes down to it, I think.
But for the most part, Chris, I don't want to ignore the fact that they seem to be at the forefront. The reason that they're not throwing Molotov cocktails at DHS anymore is because they own the DHS.
Right. Right.
You know, they've got the DHS exactly where they want them. And so things are happily moving along. You know, Black Lives Matter continues to do what they're doing. Antifa continues to do what they're doing. And, you know, look at how quiet they are, because their party is in rule and they see that their opportunity is with the Democrats, and they get cover. You know, people get arrested. Doesn't matter what kind of crime they may make, you know, it doesn't matter. They get out, you know, they're in, they're out. It's like the bullfights. Olé, you know, just have a red cape out there in the entrance and the exit of the jailhouses of America. And with these progressive district attorneys, hey, you know, they're not going to be held accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. And the typical response from the folks that are supporting these open border policies is they'll say, well, you know, yeah, you keep on repeating the number. It's about 2 million people across the border have been apprehended crossing the border illegally over the last year, and we've only caught 80 terrorists. So it's the vast majority of the folks coming across are good people. While that might be true, you know, there are bad elements that are coming across. You've talked about the fentanyl issue. You talked about the gang issue. We know that about 80 known terrorists, 80 individuals on the known terrorist list have been apprehended crossing the border illegally. And again, ignoring all the numbers that are in the gotaway figures, which is close to half the size of the number of apprehensions. Mm-hmm. So while the numbers might be small, the numbers do start to add up, and this is putting an incredible burden on our law enforcement officials that actually do want to try and keep our country safe and prevent terror attacks. And mm-hmm. this just adds to the mix, you know, their idea, the rationale by the Open Borders crew is, well, we don't want to deny good people. We want to allow everybody in, and then we can just keep an eye on the bad people. Well, again, that's how bad things happen when you have that sort of a philosophy.
Exactly. Like, the people are going to come through and say, yeah, I'm sorry, I cannot swear loyalty to the United States, and I can't honor your laws because I'm beholden to the cartels. The cartels have my parents in jeopardy. They have my family, my brothers and sisters in jeopardy. If I don't behave, I'm done. They don't make that declaration. And, you know, on the surface, they may look like good people, but if you don't know that they're beholden, and we understand, you know, as you reported several weeks back, Chris, I mean, the cartels are going, thank you very much, Joe Biden. I mean, we've made something like $13 billion since you've become president of the United States because we're able to send these people over. And the coyotes, I mean, this has been a windfall profit. I mean, this is an incredible HR issue, you know, happening at the border, that one side is winning dramatically, and that is the people on the other side of Mexico, the cartels and the coyotes. And meanwhile, America gets bupkis because these right. people have conflicted loyalties, and you don't know that. We're not asking the questions. All we're asking, you're afraid of, you know, what's happening here? Yeah, that's me. That's, you know, it. And they've got their little cheat sheet, tells them what exactly to say. Okay, well, come on in. You know, we'll take care of your everything, whatever you need, health care. Oh, you're pregnant? Oh, yeah, we'll take care of that baby. Oh, you want an abortion? Oh, yeah, we'll do that. You know, whatever it is. You know, all on yeah. the people's dime.
Yeah, yeah. And as we talked about last week, you know, no COVID testing, no proof of vaccination. But if you're trying to come to the country the right way, like we've seen with the U.S. Yeah. Open, if you're trying to come to the country the right way, no COVID test, no COVID vaccination, no, you're going to have to stay out. You can't come in. So it just, none of it really makes any sense. And again, you know, even though we've had some, you know, Democrats have claimed some wins, that's debatable, but they have claimed some legislative yeah. wins before they broke for the August recess. What did this administration's approval numbers do throughout most of August, even as we saw gas prices start to go down a little bit? Those approval ratings also went down because people know they're seeing it. They're seeing the open border exactly. policies and what it's doing to the country, and they don't like it.
Yeah, but who won here, Chris? Did the American yeah. people win?
Absolutely.
With all this money that's been spent, you know, here we are, $30 trillion and counting in debt, and Biden continues to print up money in a time when we're dealing with inflation. All this is self-imposed. I mean, this is all self-inflicted by this one party, the Democratic Party. I see no win for the American people. I just see loss and pain. And get ready, we've got winter coming. It's going to be a cold winter, and there's going to be many Americans that are going to feel that cold like they've never felt it before. That concerns me a lot. Chris Chmielewski, thank you for being with us. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. Be well, my friend. Take
Let's
care.
Let's face it. Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how